Edgar Bergen, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Dale Evans, the sportsman, our guests, Bill Thompson of the radio, and Mary Boland of the cinema, and Charlie McCarthy.
Mr. Twist.
Hello, Dale.
Well, what's the matter, Charlie? Why so sad?
I'm worried about tomorrow. We're having an examination in ancient history.
Well, don't you think you'll pass?
No, Joe, no.
Oh.
To me, history is a mystery.
Well,
I don't know Caesar from Romero. I don't know.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it, Charlie. You may muddle through all right.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so. You know, last time the history teacher asked me who was Horatio at the bridge.
Uh-huh.
And I said he was a dentist. She didn't go for it. She's so fussy. You know.
You know, Charlie, that reminds me of the time I had to take a history examination. And I was just as scared as you are.
Yeah. Did you fun?
No. I tell you, I was very lucky. Yes, sir. The night before the examination, I got the mumps and I couldn't go to school.
The mumps, huh?
Yes.
What happens when you get the mumps?
Oh, your cheeks swell up and you look just like you have a mouthful of marbles.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'll be right back, Dale.
Where are you going?
Gonna get some marbles.
On the swing ship, on the
How do I look?
Say, Charlie, you really look sick. What did you do to yourself?
Well, I got eight marbles in my mouth. I got 4 marbles on each side.
Well, you certainly look like you have the mumps.
Well, that's good. If this doesn't get me out of history examination, nothing will.
Charlie.
Oh, here he comes.
Here comes Bergen.
Yeah, remember, mumps the word now.
Charlie?
Yes?
Yes. What are you doing with that towel around your face?
Oh, there.
What's the matter with you?
Oh, I'm sick, Bergen. Just came out all of a sudden.
Well, you certainly look terrible.
Oh, thank you.
What's wrong?
I don't know. I'm afraid I've been attacked.
What?
Been attacked by a mump.
Attacked by a mump. A mump.
Yeah. Don't get too close to me, Bert.
No. Why not?
I don't want you to catch anything.
I see.
Your voice is so important to both of us. Oh.
Well, I must say your cheeks are certainly swollen.
Yeah?
Yes. Why, you're positively two-faced.
Yeah, I'm getting top-heavy.
Yeah.
If my face spreads anymore, I'll have to wear a girdle.
Now, wait a minute. How is your pulse?
Oh, I don't know. I think the left wrist is losing time.
I see.
Well, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Charlie, stick out your tongue.
Which end?
Well, stop this foolishness and tell me, when did you first notice this infection?
Oh, the infection? What?
Yes. I want to find out what brought it on, you know.
No.
The history.
Yeah, that's what did it.
What? Wait a minute, young man. Hold still. I think I just saw one of those mumps move.
No, yes. Oh, that goes, girl. That's the worst kind. I got galloping mumps. Now,
Charlie, if you're faking, that's a pretty cheap trick.
Cheap? Marbles, three for a quarter?
What was that?
I don't know.
What did you say?
I'm delirious. I don't know.
Well, I think I better send for a doctor. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Why not?
I'm too sick to see a doctor.
Too sick. Too sick to see a doctor.
Too sick, yeah. Possibly a nice nurse I could have a little time for.
Well, Charlie, if you are sick, and I believe you are...
Yes, Bergen?
I'm afraid you'll have to stay home from school for a few days.
What?
Yes. Stay home from school.
Oh, no, not that, Bergen. Not that. I adore school.
You do?
Yeah, any day but tomorrow.
I see. And why tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow we're having a history test.
I see.
I'm just crazy to take it.
I see. Well, perhaps you could ask your teacher to give you the test at home.
Yeah. I'm not that crazy, guys.
I say, Edgar. Hello. What's out with Charles?
Well, he's not feeling well. Look at the size of his face.
I say, that looks like mumps, you know.
Yeah.
I had the mumps when I was a boy.
Well, I'm not quite certain that Charlie really has the mumps. When you had them, Ray, what were the symptoms?
The symptoms?
Yeah, the symptoms.
Sometimes I feel good and sometimes I feel bad. I don't know how I do it.
I don't know why you do it.
Oh, that's all right, Charles. Buck up, old boy. Chin up and all that sort of thing. And here's a slap on the back.
Now look what you've done. I've lost my mumps.
Oh, so that's it. You put marbles in your mouth to get out of going to school, did you?
Well, no.
Well, then there are the marbles on the floor, all four of them.
Four? I had eight in my mouth. Holy smokes, I swallowed four. Get a doctor or a hospital.
North, east, west, south. Put them all together, they spell news. No commodity today is so widely sought after as news. And news and Bill Thompson are synonymous.
No, Mr. Twist, I'm not synonymous. I'm Bill Thompson. That's synonymous over there with the red nose, you see.
Please, Mr. Thompson.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the neutered nosecaster, Bill Thompson.
Good evening, Mr. Thompson.
Good evening, Edgar. Incidentally, just call me Spud.
Spud? But isn't that a rather unusual name for a news analyst?
No, not at all. The name Spud is very appropriate for a commentator.
Please, Mr. Thompson, the news.
Oh, yes. The news. We take you now to Africa for an interview with General Rommel. Take it away, Africa. That's funny. He was here a minute ago.
Say, Bill, you're considered the world's leading authority on those mischief-making little creatures, the gremlins. Now, is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. Lately, I've done some extensive research on the species of gremlin originating in Fujairia. They speak two dialects, northern and southern. The northern gremlin speaks in Fujairian like this.
And the southern gremlin?
The southern gremlin speaks like this. Yak, 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 you all.
This fella, Mr. Thompson. That's the one I want to talk to.
Wait, please, wait. You can't disturb Mr. Thompson.
What's going on here? Why, Axel Swenson, how more do?
Oh, fiends and snooze, sir. Who more do?
Oh, bro, Saxon, Mr. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to meet Axel Swenson, a great Swedish athlete. Axel has just broken the world's record in broad jumping with a phenomenal leap of 97 feet, 4 and 5/8 inches.
Yeah, that's me, all right, all right. When I jump, I jump, I jump on you.
Well, tell us, Axel, how did you happen to break the standing broad jump record?
Well, I tell you how it is, Mr. Thompson.
Yeah.
You see, I owe it all to my brother Clarence.
Oh, was he in the track meet, too?
Oh, sure thing, yeah. He been a very bad shot with the javelin.
Oh, I...
Jumping Joseph, he got me again.
We're ready with our special event, Mr. Thompson.
All right, Mr. Twist, go ahead.
For the first time in the annals of newscasting, Mr. Thompson takes us inside a raider of the deep, a German U-boat in actual operation at sea. So that you will better understand what is taking place, I must explain that every command given is repeated by an under-officer for clearness. And now, as we switch you to the torpedo room of U-boat X-58, the first voice you hear will be that of the captain.
Make ready, torpedo tube number one.
Make ready, torpedo tube number one.
1 minute, 1.5 minute, fire. Good, correct hit. Yeah, she should sink in 5 minutes. Shut, just a minute here, my eyes are kind of strained here. Lieutenant.
Yeah, Captain.
Lieutenant, will you look through the periscope, please, and tell me what flag that ship is flying over there?
Super sail, Captain.
Well, come on, hurry up, Dumkopf. What do you see through the asparagus over there?
Well, I'm afraid not the ship you thought it was.
Well, is it one of...
Yeah, it's one of ours. It's the pocket battleship Wiener Schnitzel. And right now it's got a hole in the pocket.
Give me that periscope here. Yeah. Well, you're right, Lieutenant. It's one of ours, all right. Well, Lieutenant, do you think we'll get the Iron Cross anyway?
Yeah. That's pretty good, Captain, but that ain't the way I hear it.
At me, don't please my folks too much, don't laugh at my jokes too much, people say we're in love, don't sigh and gaze at me, your sighs are so like mine, your eyes
Baguette.
Yes.
Are you still mad at me?
I certainly am. You'd be ashamed of yourself faking the mumps to avoid taking your history examination.
I guess I'm a cad.
Yes. Why, when I was a boy, history gave me no trouble at all.
Didn't.
No.
When you were a boy, there wasn't much history.
Now, wait. Now, let me tell you something, young man. I'm not only going to stand about so much of this sort of thing, because I don't...
Hello, Edgar. You know, you're just the man I want to see.
Well, Mary Boland.
How is my little pest? Pest.
Yeah. Not so good. I'm having trouble with Bergen.
Oh, imagine a boy his age wanting to stay away from school.
Why, Charlie, you should be ashamed of yourself. Knowledge is power.
Is that what it is? Well, I think I blew a fuse.
You know the old saying, Charlie, a chain is only as strong as its missing link.
What are you trying to do, make a monkey out of me?
Mary, what brings you here?
Well, now, Edgar, I'll not battle around the bush.
No?
I'm here in behalf of my organization.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. And what organization is that?
Well, now, you've heard of the wax. And the wave?
Oh, certainly.
Are you a wave?
No, I'm a puff.
A what?
A puff. P-O-O-F. You see, it stands for Protectors of Our Feathered Friends.
Oh, I see. You're running a bird sanctuary.
Yes.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, you've got a fowl's flop house. Yes. Now,
Much more. We have hundreds of feathered tenants. We have pigeons, ducks, pelicans, and tomorrow we are expecting a stork.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Well, you see, we really get the birds from everywhere.
And deservedly so.
Even now, I can hear the patter of little feet on my roof.
That's the way you impress me. No.
Mary, I think your organization is a fine idea.
Thank you.
The care of birds is a very humane cause.
Ah, thank you. Yes. Thank you, Edgar. You middle-aged men are so understanding.
That hurt.
You know, Edgar, birds are amazingly intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
One can learn so much from them.
Yes, well, I've heard that.
Bergen, why don't you ask them what to do for a bad case of molting?
Now, don't...
birds. What is nicer than to be awakened in the morning by the birds outside your window? What could be nicer than that?
To sleep until noon and not be awakened.
Well, it's clear to see that you're very fond of birds.
Oh,
Mary.
Yes, indeed I am, Edgar. Mm. I love all wildlife,
yeah.
Especially a lark.
Mm. Yeah, I guess she's been around plenty in her day.
Is that so?
I don't know.
Charlie, you must come over to our bird sanctuary sometime. We have a woodpecker who just adore you.
Listen, no, you're not saying it, huh? Mary, it's most interesting place, this sanctuary of yours, and, you know, I would like to come over there myself sometime.
Now, that's exactly why I'm here, Edgar.
That, no?
Yes, you see, we girls are...
She uses the word loosely, of course.
Indeed. That may be your warped opinion.
I get it.
As I was saying, Edgar, we girls sort of... to have Edgar Berger attend our next meeting.
Oh.
Alone.
But, Mary, what could I do at a bird society meeting?
Lay an egg.
Now, John. Nothing.
You see, Edgar, we want you to speak, of course.
I see. But really, I don't feel that I'm qualified to speak on the subject of birds.
Oh, that's all right. None of the girls listen anyway.
Oh.
Now, all you have to do, Edgar, is say a few, just a few introductory words, and then give a large donation.
Oh, yeah.
A large donation from Bergen? She's new here, isn't she?
Now, just what would you use this money for if you got it?
Oh, we do all sorts of things for the little bears. Mm-hmm. Could you cure a pigeon of being pigeon-toed?
No. Don't be ridiculous.
But it's not ridiculous. In New York, they've got a polyclinic.
No.
Or six parrots or something.
No. Mary, you were telling me what you use this money for.
Well, you see, we use it for social activities. Now, for example, this spring, we're making up 500 box lunches for a group of swallows.
500 box lunches? Mm. Are they going on a picnic?
No, they're flying back to Capistrano. Incidentally, Edgar, have you heard the mating call of the lovebird?
No, I don't believe I have. How does it go?
Yoo-hoo!
I say, did you call me?
Yes. You're just the one we want to see, Ray Noble.
Yes, Ray, Miss Boland is interested in bird life.
I say, what a coincidence. You know, I'm considered quite an authority on the subject of ornithology myself.
Oh, are you, Mr. Noble? Oh, won't you come to one of our meetings and share your knowledge with us?
Share knowledge? That would be like dividing the hole in a donut, not
just... Really, when it comes to bird law, I don't think anyone speaks with more widely scattered brains than myself.
Well, tell me, scattered brains. Mr. Noble, are we doing enough? What I mean is really doing enough, you know, for the duck-billed splatterpuss. Really enough, I mean.
For your information, Charles, the duck-billed splatterpuss is extinct.
Oh.
Yes.
How long since it extinct?
No.
Mr. Noble means, Sally, that the duck-billed splatterpuss is non-existent.
Well, is that any reason why it should be neglected?
Have you been interested in birds very long, Mr. Noble?
Oh, yes, Miss Boland, really I have. I've devoted years of my life to them. You know, and sometimes I wonder if they really appreciate it.
Ah, Mr. Noble, birds are extremely grateful. Why, only last week, or was it 2 weeks ago?
Coming Tuesday.
Yes. Yeah. Remind me to send you a pamphlet on reform schools.
A what?
A brochure.
Mary, as you were saying, birds are grateful.
Ah, yes.
They are grateful,
indeed.
Yes.
You see, last week I gave a seagull some seeds for her young.
Oh, how nice.
What happened?
The next day he came back and threw me a fish. Yes.
A very fitting thing to do. In your honor, I would like to dedicate a bird song to you.
How nice.
Yes. You're only a bird in a padded cell.